Leading our news this morning, New South Wales police are still searching for the body of murdered schoolteacher Stephanie Scott. There's been an outpouring of grief in Leeton in the state's south for Miss Scott, who disappeared on Easter Sunday. She was due to be married tomorrow. 24-year-old Vincent Stanford, who was a cleaner at the school where she worked, has been charged with her murder.
She was our drama teacher and we will all just remember her as like how happy she was, and yeah, she would always, if anything was wrong, she'd make sure you're okay, and we just can't imagine how her family is feeling.
Students at a vigil held for Miss Scott. Police in Melbourne are still trying to determine why a car plunged into a lake at Wyndham Vale in the city's west, killing three small children. A fourth child remains seriously ill in hospital. Police yesterday interviewed the children's mother who was driving the car. The children's father has spoken of his loss and thanked the local community for its support. Australians could soon be paying more for their downloaded movies, music and games. Treasurer Joe Hockey and his state and territory counterparts have agreed the GST should apply to downloads from overseas providers. Mr Hockey says he wants legislation drafted as soon as possible. And excitement is building in London for the birth of Prince William and Kate's second child. The Duchess of Cambridge is due to give birth later this month. Palace officials say the royal couple don't know the sex of their child, who will be born at the same hospital as their first child, Prince George.